Putting the mental in fundamental, it's the Drew Marshall Show on Joy 1250.
Hey folks, thanks for tuning in. You are listening to the Drew Marshall Show, streaming live at drewmarshall.ca. Of course, live right here in Southern Ontario on Joy 1250. Happy Mother's Day tomorrow to one and all, if you're a mother. Playing in the background, little Johnny Lang. The reason that we have Johnny Lang playing on our show today is because I forgot, but Tim remembered. The person who introduced me to Johnny Lang, none other than the one and only Candace Cameron Barra. Hello, Candace.
You're such a dork, Drew. Hi.
Why you gotta be like that?
Because you mispronounced my last name. That's why.
It's my thing. It's what I do with you. It's my shtick.
I know. That's why you're a dork. Yeah. So good.
You're brutal. Hello, Candace, darling. Do you know you've just pulled ahead of Kathy Lee Gifford for our most frequent Drew Marshall Show guest? Frequent flyer points you have.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I don't know.
Oh, really?
I know. I'm going to stop. I won't be overly sarcastic.
You are brutal.
Nice.
You know, everybody wants to know.
So cool.
Everybody wants to know. What? I see it in the news, right? You know, they figure out what you Google on the Google there, and they suggest things for you to look at when you're on certain websites because they hijack your computer, the spies and stuff.
Right.
Apparently, everybody wants to know. Candace Cameron Bure walks off the set of The View. Find out why. Wasn't it because you were going to vomit?
Yeah. Yeah, I got really sick that day.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny.
But they made it sound like you were offended or something.
I know, because that's what makes headlines, and it looks way more dramatic.
Than vomit?
But I didn't vomit. That probably would have been pretty dramatic had I done it on the air. But
that's my follow. That was my follow up question. Did you vomit? Did you indeed vomit, Candace Cameron Bure?
I did not, Drew. I went straight to the clinic across the street and got diagnosed with the flu that day and got some antibiotics.
You know, I don't think I've ever been diagnosed with the flu. I think you know whether you have the flu or not. Why did you get a diagnosis? Is that an American thing?
It's pretty funny. I knew I felt really sick, but it hit me so fast. Mm-hmm. And when I went to the clinic, she ran a bunch of tests, and I guess the influenza test came back positive. And when she told me, it made it sound like I was having a baby. She was like, you test positive for influenza B. She was all excited that she diagnosed me. It was so cute. It was funny. But there you go. I officially had it.
How are you doing on The View, Candace? How are you? How are you doing there? Do you feel like the only right winger on The View?
Why do I feel like I suddenly laid back on a couch and I'm in therapy right now? You have such a way, Drew.
Is it weird? Because you get a little wound up about your right wingy stuff, right? What are you going to do with the Donald now that he's the man?
I don't really get wound up.
Really?
I don't. I have my viewpoints. But no, if you actually watch the show, Drew, I'm the most probably even keeled person emotionally on the show. Because everyone, I get a lot of comments of how can you sit at that table? They always cut you off. You never get your point across. And I think viewers get more wound up than I do because I don't feel that way at all on the show. And of course I do have a different point of view than the majority at that table, but you know, I just do my thing, but I'm a peacemaker at the end of the day in the sense that they don't get me riled up.
My next question here on the list, I was listening to your answer. I just moved on in my own brain.
I know.
My next question here on the list is, thank you for, I'm sure the invitation just got lost in the mail to your 40th birthday party. It looked like a big fun thing.
Yeah, it must have gotten lost. My husband surprised me, which was great. So I did not plan anything, had nothing to do with it, but I believe the invites went out to local people. I don't think he was asking people to fly in for it.
I would have. You know I would have, right? I'm that creepy. I would have. You were thoroughly surprised for the big 4-0. The big 4-0.
I was.
It's hard to think of
I
you
know.
As 40.
Did you want to say that one? I know. Did you want to say that one more time? 4-0. 40. Big 4-0.
It's a new sitcom. Candace 4-0. Filmed in Hawaii. Did you really play cricket? Really? That was the thing?
Not cricket, croquet.
Oh, that's what I meant. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tim. I got the wrong game there.
That's awesome.
We play croquet often because we have our place in Napa Valley, and we go there often and play croquet. So it's so much fun. So I thought we were just having a normal day of croquet with the family. And then when I walked onto the court, there were all my friends and family there. It was so much fun.
Now you sound,
yeah, it's a thing.
You sound like you have a bit of a hoarse throat right now. Are you at a hockey match?
I am not, actually. It got canceled.
Oh.
We were supposed to be at a hockey tournament this weekend, and it got canceled. So I'm not there. And
is your throat weird?
Normal.
Do you sound weird? Is there something different about you?
I don't think so, although I'm extremely tired because of my schedule. So my voice has been a little strained the past month.
Right. So you're not sick. Your voice is okay. What I'm really trying to get to is, can you please duplicate or replicate the scream that you did when you walked around the corner and saw it was your surprise birthday party? Because I watched that video. I listened to that scream. I couldn't get that scream out of my head for weeks. That was the most terrifying, awkward. You had this awkward laughy scream cry thing. It was like a combination. It was like a personality disorder in one moment.
Oh, thanks, Drew. It's so kind of you.
Do you remember?
Why don't you try to imitate it? No, I don't even remember screaming.
Is 40 weird for you, Candace? Is it?
You just called me awkward.
No.
By the way.
No.
You did.
Speaking of awkward, I had your Skip One friend on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, my gosh. Is that the worst transition ever? Why did you just say awkward? With Shalene.
Well, because I felt
fantastic.
Awkward. No, I felt awkward during that. She schooled me. She spiritually schooled me. Right, Tim?
Amen.
That's awesome. So awesome. Gotta love Shalene.
Yeah. It was very, very, I don't know. I was, she has a way with words, and she challenged me. She got up on my grill, right?
Yep.
And then I shared with her about the time that I went over to your place, and you wouldn't let me sleep there. You made me sleep at the neighbor's place. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
You're so funny. You're so funny. Do you have any good memories of Mother's Day, Candace? You know, what was the best gift you ever gave your mom?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. We're not huge gift givers on Mother's Day.
No.
And not, it's more about spending time with one another, not to be all sentimental, but usually I'll get my mom something little, whether it's a piece of jewelry or a new blouse, or sometimes it's a new plant that she can, because my mom loves to garden. We actually do that a lot, is to give her plants. So,
right.
And then my kids over the years, too, same thing. Like, we don't really do gifts for Mother's Day, but we usually will go out to brunch or, just spend time together. That's what it's all about.
So what I hear you saying is that growing up, you really didn't care that much about Mother's Day. You were more interested in your own career as DJ from Full House. Did I get that right?
Right, Drew. That's exactly it.
Did I get that? Am I close?
Why do I agree to be tormented every time I call your show? I don't know why I agree to it.
Candace, I just want to thank you, because usually it's me.
I got to torment somebody. It's a spiritual gift. No, but seriously, think back to all the great things your mother did for you. Don't you owe her a lot?
I do.
So what are you going to do?
What's your point, Drew?
Well, I think you should do something really special for her. Like, I think you should send her on a round-the-world trip or you know, I mean, you're making good coin, right? You're doing The View and the Fuller House and in L.A.
Did
and New York.
Did you really
and...
say making good coin? Who talks like that?
Don't try to throw it back at me. You know your mother deserves far more than you could ever imagine. So what are you going to do for her tomorrow?
I'm not. She's out of town. I called her. I was hoping to get together with her. She's out of town.
All I hear is excuse after excuse after excuse. This is your mother we're talking about.
Is my mother on the line? Are you trying to trick me or something? Is she on the line?
Barbara, are you on the line?
Yeah.
I love you, honey.
Why, Mom, why did you agree to get on this phone call with Drew tormented as well?
You know what was so funny? I wanted so bad to call you, Candace, and tell you, let's throw it back on
Drew.
I came that close. And next time.
Oh, you should have, Mom.
This, Drew. I'm going to remember this.
Oh, man. Don't forget, it says in the Bible, revenge is mine, saith the Lord. Okay?
Goodness.
My gosh. You know what, Drew? Mother's Day has always been about spending time. The most precious gift that you can give your children, your parents, is time, spending time with them. And I think that that's what, you know, we've always tried to do. And even when the kids have been so busy traveling and their work and stuff, whether it's a phone call or a card or just having brunch or lunch or dinner with each other, every day is Mother's Day for me. My children are so wonderful to me that I couldn't ask for anything
more.
Listen to this. Could we just talk more beautifully about each other with a little background, a little mood music, Tim? Please, just a little mood music. Some running water. This is a Hallmark moment here on the Drew Marshall Show. This is a spa.
Drew, you're just jealous. That's all. You're just jealous. It's okay.
Jesus.
It's okay.
Oh my goodness. That's maybe the most awkward radio moment I've had in 13 years. Right there.
I love it.
That moment.
No, you do that to yourself every day. You have the worst, most awkward radio moment.
Oh, my goodness. You know, can I ask you, Mrs. Cameron? Mrs. Cameron, also on the phone with us, of course, mother of what's her name here.
Oh, my goodness.
You have four children. Is that right, Mrs. Cameron?
I do. And 17 grandchildren, by the way.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? What are you, the Osmonds? That's ridiculous. Of the four children, who caused the most amount of gray hairs in your life? Who gave you the biggest grief? This is true story right now here on the Drew Marshall Show.
Drew.
I want to know.
There is no one.
Oh, come on. I know.
None of them.
Are you?
No, they weren't like you, Drew. Tuesday.
Seriously, are you telling me that? Because I don't know. I got to be honest. When I think of Candace, you know, especially now that she's this big star and stuff.
She's still the same. She's just a workaholic right now. She's working and working, but she's still the same.
Same princess she's always been. Is that what I'm hearing? Huh?
Same precious heart that she's always had. It's always good. I know, Drew, you're trying to get something out of me, and I can't. I can, in all honesty. She's an awesome woman.
Barbara, in all seriousness, yeah. when the kids come out, you know what I mean? Like they come out after, like I'm talking about birth here. Because I know coming out means something different in L.A., but when they come out and they're born, do you get an impression, do you get a sort of an inclination as to, like right off the bat, do you have an idea of what they're going to be like? Do you have any vibes at all? Do you remember having any vibes about Candace when you gave birth to her? What are you?
Squeaking?
Who's squeaking?
I know.
It's got a squeaky toy. Do you remember having any vibes about Candace when she was rumbling around or when she came out as a baby? Anything?
No, not really. Okay. I think at that time, you know, we had one boy and two girls, and, you know, I thought, oh, well, maybe we could, it would be great to have another little boy, but.
Oh, so you were disappointed that she was a girl.
No, I wasn't disappointed. I wasn't. I wasn't disappointed, but that's the only thing that I could even possibly think of is that, you know, we were trying to balance it out there. But no, I mean, it was awesome.
What is it about your family that just reeks of niceness? seriously, there's got to be more dirt. I've tried so hard to dig up stuff on you guys.
Drew, my mom and my dad raised us well, with total respect for others, to, you know, just be kind and loving, and that everybody is to be treated equally. And I think my husband's parents were kind of in the same way. And so we raised our children the way, you know, the good things that we took from them and tried to raise our own. We all have our own opportunity to do that. And we just got great kids. What can I say?
No, but you must have had to pull her up on something over the years. You know, when she was getting a little too celebrity or something. Did you ever pull her aside and say, look, stop thinking you're all that in a bag of chips?
No. Where'd you get that one from, Brew?
I don't know.
All that in a bag of chips. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, the 80s called in what they're saying back.
Nothing. No, I can't. No.
Well, I'm going to stop. No, I'm seriously. I'm stopping. I will, from this point forward. I will see the Cameron family as what they are: pure, lovely, generous, gracious, and hot.
Keep going. Keep going.
And good looking. Seriously, Candace, your dad is a hunk, man. Your dad is a hefty hunk of steaming
junk.
Don't
I know it?
Hey.
Yes, he is.
I love that guy. I remember when I interviewed him, that was one of the funnest interviews I've ever had.
Yeah, it was.
I'm sure.
He's very funny.
It was good.
He's very funny.
All right, well, listen, we'll let you go because we got to move on to something more important. Do you want to just have a little mushy, just a little mushy moment with your daughter at all? Is there anything you want to say there?
Honey, I'm sorry I'm out of town. I thought you were going to be out of town too, but hey, we will spend next week at some point when you're home, and we'll hug and kiss.
You're coming to Fuller House, right? The first taping?
Oh, yes, I'm coming to Fuller. Yes, the first taping, and I will be bringing cookies, Drew.
Come on.
Too bad, Drew. If you're a little nicer, you might have got your own little special bag.
I've never had one, but I've heard all about
this. This woman makes the cookies that will wreck your life. Wreck your life.
This is a tradition. Ever since Fuller House, a Full House, I brought a big basket of cookies, and I did it every week for how many years?
Yeah.
And then the tradition, who would have thought, but the tradition has to go on, right?
Don't forget to bring Jeff his own little basket.
Oh, absolutely.
Like a little one.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Are we done? No, are we done?
Love you, Drew.
No, Candace, stay with me for a second. Candace, please stay with me just for a second. Yes. Barbara, I care about you deeply. You know I love you guys, and
I love you, Drew.
You're some of the funnest people I know. So please give your
Thank
hubby
you
just
so
a
much.
Just a I don't know. Can you give him a little wedgie or a wet willy or something for me, please?
I will.
Thank you.
Thanks
Thank
for having me on. I love you.
Bye, Barbara.
Bye. Happy Mother's Day.
Love you. Bye, Mom.
Bye. She's so nice. Seriously.
I know. She's awesome.
Can you imagine if she'd done that? If she'd called you up and said, he thinks he's going to punk you, but let's punk him?
Oh, I so wish she did. That would have been brilliant.
I know. Well, so you're starting up taping of Fuller House. When do you start again?
We actually just started. We had our first table reading Wednesday, and this Friday is our first taping. And we have, season two. It's another 13 episodes.
Wow. Good for you. Were you all surprised, that you got picked up for another season?
No, I'll be honest. I mean, no, we weren't surprised. Okay. We were, super excited when you hear that it's official, but we all thought the show was great and fun, and we knew there was just so much buzz about the show, and so we're not surprised about the pickup, but we're really grateful and thankful because we can't. I mean, we just love doing it. We love being there and being together and working and then providing a fun show for everyone to watch. So we're glad that everyone loved it.
It was still quite a moment for me actually watching you act because I just knew you as, Candace, and and I came to watch you
act.
You kind of fangeeked
a little bit.
I totally did.
Which is weird because I've known you for so long.
It was just, I didn't want to touch you. I didn't want to hug. I didn't want to be near you anymore. I thought you were just different. You were weird.
No, you were weird, okay. Drew. Whatever. I did the same.
The weirdest thing about watching the taping of Fuller House was the fact that, we talked about this before, but you have stunt laughers. What are they called? You have people that sit there and laugh on cue.
Yeah, you came on a special day, though, that's not typical. So our show, as to not confuse your listeners, we do all of our shows in front of a live audience.
Right.
That's the normal public. You get a ticket. They're free, but you stand in line anyway. We have about 300 people that fill the audience seats. And when you watch the show back, those are really the people that are laughing for the show, and they're not adding to the laugh track. That's how much people are really genuinely laughing, right, and enjoying it and all the oohs and ahs. But you came on our pre-tape day. So on that day, we are pre-taping the whole episode because we have the kids and we have animals. So in case something doesn't go right on our live audience tape night, we have the rest of the show already pre-taped and they can select that day. So because of that, they do bring in people to sit in the audience, like 20 or 30 people, mm-hmm, because that gives and they laugh at the jokes, but it's annoying because if we're doing a take five or six times, they're still laughing just as hard, which isn't natural to do.
No.
But what that is doing is giving us the timing of the pauses to laugh, for the laughter during the live audience. So you're making it sound like it's all like horrible and bad.
No, there's actually
a reason behind it.
Okay, fine.
Yes.
That was very well explained. I like that. That was good. Now, I just want to change gears just quickly, kind of drop into a serious moment here, because you're working pretty hard. You're East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you okay? Are you doing all right?
Yeah, I am. Thanks for asking. I'm love working, so I'm a very driven person, so I actually love everything I'm doing. I won't say that I'm not tired. That's like what you hear in my voice. I am tired because I commute week to week and from East Coast to West Coast, and then I'm still, you know, throwing in some movies in there with the Hallmark Channel, and then there's other things that I do that if you follow me on social media, you'll see some of the other stuff that I do as well, but I mean, my plate's full, but I'm kind of having the time of my life doing everything and realize that, you know, it may all be gone tomorrow as well. So you just kind of take the season as it comes along and go with it. And that's what I'm doing.
Good. Well, I know that, you know, my spiritual life sucks, but I know our listeners apparently have one. And they may actually pray. So because we have, you know, 100,000 people listening right now, how could they pray for you?
Oh,
hold on. Did I just say that?
I just want to go back and check the tape on that.
How did I got really spiritual there.
She has that effect on you.
I know.
That and the cookies.
Okay. Candace?
I feel a little I usually don't feel selfish asking for prayers. I'm usually like, please, please. But I feel a little bit. You know, my, I won't make this. I would love prayers that I, to stick to my guns, because I'm on national television every single day, pretty much defending my faith and point of views while I'm on The View. And some days those are really difficult. So I just would love prayer that I'm always staying focused on the bigger picture, which is just honoring God in all that I say and do. And then I'd love prayers for my family, because that's the other hard part. They're the most important thing in my life, along with God. So because it's a very busy year, you know, we're being very intentional in making sure that when I'm home, that I'm doing, you know, being with my family and doing all those things. So, and that it gets tricky. So
yeah, not doing interviews, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like being on the phone with you right now. Totally. That's how special you are, Drew.
Oh, I'm special.
That's how much I love you. Yeah, we know.
Why do you get like this on my show? You always snort laugh on my show. Why?
I know. Well, I snort laugh other times too, but I don't know. You always bring out the sarcasm, but that's because you're very sarcastic.
And
it's another spiritual gift of mine. Listen, you are such a generous, warm, you know, nice person. Can I ask you one more thing before we say goodbye? Can we do one more little fun thing? Sure. Do you mind?
Let's do it.
Okay, I don't know if this is going to work, but I have a friend who has a friend who is a full house junkie. I mean, she is full bore psychotic. And they went to California and they went to the stupid house in San Francisco and looked at the house. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people do. I'm sorry. I sounded like a...
I know. I'm like, it's not stupid, Drew, but yes, I know what you're saying.
Okay. All right. Anyway, this girl is nuts. Now, I don't even really know how to pronounce her name, but and I don't want to say it on air yet. We'll wait. So it may not work. We might just get her answering machine, but if we get her answering machine, maybe you could leave a message for her.
Okay.
Would that be all right?
Sure.
Because this will really, totally. I mean, this girl, and if she answers, you get ready to plug your ears because I think she'll go a little goofy, okay? She may not even believe it. So she has no idea that we're calling. I'll get our intern, Tori the intern, to dial the number. And
it's not Carrie Pomeroli, is it?
No. But having just said that to you, Carrie is on the show a little bit later. For some reason, it always works out. I don't plan it like that. It just works out. It works out.
I'm sure.
Can we just while the dialing is happening, can we just... How hot is your husband? Is he still buff like when he was on Battle of the Blades?
Oh, my gosh. True.
He was buff. He was jacked. He was jacked.
He was. He is still in incredible shape. He's not as big because he put on a lot of muscle weight to do that show, but he's incredibly lean and muscular, and yeah, he's pretty awesome. And he's got his beard going on, and I love it.
Nice. I have a beard now, Candace.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
You don't have anything on the top of your head, so you just...
Really?
The beard, so you could...
No, ask him right now what's on the top of his head right now.
What's on the top of your head right now, Drew?
Just hit my head off the boom on the mic. I was at Canadian Music Week last night, and I had something on my bucket list. I met Gordon Lightfoot. You probably don't know who that is.
But I don't.
He's a singer-songwriter. And is it ringing? Okay, let's put it to air, Tim. Here we go. Put it to air. Here we go. All right. Now, is it Ines or Ines? I-N-E-S? Okay. We'll see if she answers. Thanks, girls. Let's hope she picks up. That'll be fun radio if she picks up.
Yes.
Oh, she's now, apparently she's in a hospital because...
Reach Ines Henriquez, operation scheduler for City...
We don't want the name of her company out there.
Right now, so please leave me your name and number.
Here you go
and
for a message.
To you as soon as I can. If this is a
it's all yours, Candace.
Call me on my cell at 633. Bye.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound
Ines,
for more
Ines
options.
Ines. Candace, go.
Hi there. Hi there. Hey, this is Candace Cameron Bure from Fuller House, and I'm calling on the air right now live on the Drew Marshall Show, and I heard that you're a huge fan, and I just wanted to say hi and thanks. We were hoping that we would catch you in person.
But
not in person, but live.
Your sister's having a baby, or somebody in her family's having a baby, so that's a poor excuse. Right, Candace?
No, that's a very good excuse. Go enjoy your new niece or nephew, and thanks for watching the show, and glad you're a fan. I appreciate you, and have a great day. Bye.
Bye. Bye, whoever you are. Oh, that's so fun. It's so nice of you. Do you get wigged out or bothered by fans? Wait, do you have any creepers or stalkers?
I do.
Are you kidding? No, not me. To somebody else.
No, for real, I do.
No. Do you need security?
I do, but we won't name names because that wouldn't be good.
No.
Oh, you know, the FBI is, it's to that extent. We're there. They know who those people are, and they keep an eye on them.
Wow. I just heard you say, wait, is this public information? Does everyone know that Candace Cameron Bure has a stalker that needs the FBI involved?
Wow, Drew, announce that even more. I mean, I'm not...
Oh, man. Wow. I'm so sorry. That's got to be disturbing in so many levels.
Yeah, it is. It's one of the weird things about celebrity. So, I mean, but what can you do? I mean, you can't live in fear. You can only do as much as you can do. So, and that's like alerting the police and the FBI. So you just, you know. Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my favorite movies is The Bodyguard with Kevin Costner. And the reason being is because I've often said this. I'm not a particularly good-looking person, but I'm large in stature, and I take care of myself. I'm in pretty good shape. I would love to be a bodyguard one of these days. So if it ever gets to that level, you know,
really?
What I'm saying? You ever gets to that level, you need somebody just a little butt ugly to follow you around.
Okay, but you'd have to be nice to me, Drew.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. For praise.
For cookies.
I don't believe you, but okay.
Candace, listen, you've given us a great amount of time. Thank you very, very much. So fun to have your mom call
You're
in.
You're welcome.
And,
that was fun.
And you know I actually care, right? You know I care.
I do. Okay. I do.
Love you very, very much. And give the big man a squeeze for me and my favorite girl, Natasha. Natasha.
I will.
And
Oh my gosh. I can't wait to share some exciting news, which I know it sucks to say that, but I can't. But you'll be really excited soon when I can share some things about our girl.
What?
Yeah.
You can't drop that and run.
We're going to have to start squeaking
totally.
Like your mom.
Oh. No, I have to. In a couple months. We'll have another phone call.
Oh, my goodness. My mind is all over the place. I hate you right now. I really hate you.
I know. Okay. Happy right. Mother's Day.
Okay. Bye, Candace. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Candace Cameron Bure on The Drew Marshall Show. Our most regular guest. She eats a lot of bran.
Ezekiel 49 brand.
Nice plug. It helps you on.
There you go.
Plug. Short break, and we'll be right back with your phone calls talking about Joe Mama here on The Drew Marshall Show.